Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. We're glad to have you with us today. It's been a beautiful another day here in Williston, North Dakota. Beautiful sunny skies, about 40 degrees in North Dakota in February. Now, 4 years ago, I came to North Dakota on February the 2nd, and it was 25 below with a 40-mile-an-hour wind, so it's slightly different this time. Well, we're glad to have you with us today. Remember, you can send us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You can send a prayer request. You can send questions and anything that we can do to help you walk with God. We're going to do today, we're going to be talking about some more ceremonial laws and the Ark of the Covenant. We're going to get into that this morning. And I think we're loving this very much. Let's pray our opening prayer. Find that right there in the notes of your program on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. And amen. Exodus chapter 25. The offerings for the sanctuary. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet threads, fine linen and goat's hair, ram skin dyed red. Isn't that an interesting sound? Badger skins. Badger skins. Guess you're walking through the wilderness. All right, kill it. Skin it. Acacia wood. Oil for the light. Spices for the anointing oil. And for the sweet incense. Onyx stones. And stones to be set in the ephod and the breastplate. Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you. That is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings. Just so you shall make it. Now, here's the Ark of the Testimony. You get ready to hear that God is a very, very exquisite, specific builder. This is amazing. And they shall make an ark of acacia wood. 2.5 cubits shall be its length. 1.5 cubits its width. 1.5 cubits its height. And you shall overlay it with pure gold inside and out. You shall overlay it. And shall make it make on it a molding of gold all around. You shall cast 4 rings of gold for it and put them in the 4 corners. 2 rings shall be on one side, 2 rings on the other side. And you shall make poles, acacia wood, and overlay them with gold. You shall put the poles into the rings on the sides of the ark, that the ark may be carried by them. Verse 15, the poles shall be in the rings of the ark, they shall not be taken from it. And you shall put into the ark of the testimony, which I will give you. You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold. 2.5 cubits shall be its length, and 1.5 cubits its width. And you shall make 2 cherubim of gold, of hammered work. You shall make them at the 2 ends of the mercy seat. Think about this. They're building all this in the wilderness. Nobody's got a little shop anywhere. This is in their tents, mobile, something they plundered from Egypt, the ability to do this. God is amazing. 19, make 1 cherub at 1 end and the other cherub at the other end. You shall make the cherubim at the 2 ends of its 1 pieces with the mercy seat. Verse 20, and the cherubim shall stretch out their wings above, covering the mercy seat with their wings, and they shall face one another. The faces of the cherubim shall be toward the mercy seat. You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I will give you. And there I will meet with you, and I will speak with you from above the mercy seat, from between the 2 cherubim, which are on the ark of the testament, about everything which I will give you commandment to the children of Israel. Verse 23, the table of showbread. You shall also make a table of acacia wood. 2 cubits shall be its length, 1 cubit its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. You shall overlay it with pure gold and make a molding of gold all around. You shall make for it a frame of 1 handbreadth all around. And you shall make a gold molding for the frame all around. You shall make for it 4 rings of gold, the rings on the 4 corners that are its 4 legs. The rings shall be close to the frame as holders for the poles to bear the table. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold, that the table may be carried with them. So you shall make its dishes, its pans, its pitchers, and its bowls for pouring. You shall make them of pure gold. And you shall set the showbread on the table before me always. Amazing. All overlaid with gold or pure gold. And the children of Israel, slaves for 400 years, plundered Egypt when they left and brought all that gold with them. They're not out in the desert mining it. It's interesting. 31. You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of hammered work. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornaments, knobs, and flowers shall be of 1 piece, and 6 branches shall come out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand out of one side, 3 branches of the lampstand out of the other side. 3 bowls shall be made like almond blossoms on 1 branch, ornamental knob, and a flower. 3 bowls make like almond blossoms on the other branch with an ornamental knob and a flower. And so for the 6 branches that come out of the lampstand. On the lampstand itself, 4 bowls shall be made like almond blossoms, each with its ornamental knob and flower. I'm going to have to go remind myself what a almond blossom looks like. Verse 35, and there shall be a knob under the 2 branches of the same, a knob under the 2 branches of the same, and a knob under the 2 branches of the same, to the 6 branches that extend from the lampstand. These knobs and their branches shall be of one piece. All of it shall be one hammered piece of pure gold. You shall make 7 lamps for it, and they shall arrange its lamps so that they give light in front of it. And its wick trimmers and their trays shall be made of pure gold. It shall be made of a talent of pure gold with all these utensils. And see to it that you make them according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain. My, isn't that something? Exodus 26, the tabernacle. Moreover, you shall make the tabernacle with 10 curtains of fine woven linen and blue and purple and scarlet thread with artistic designs of cherubim. You shall weave them. 10 curtains. It's beautiful. The length of each curtain shall be 28 cubits, and the width of each curtain, 4 cubits. And every one of the curtains shall have the same measurements. 5 curtains shall become coupled to one another, and the other 5 curtains shall be coupled to one another. And you shall make loops of blue yarn on the edge of the curtain, on the selvage of one set, and likewise you shall do on the outer edge of the other curtain of the second set. Verse 5, 50 loops shall you make in the one curtain, 50 loops shall you make on the edge of the curtain, that is on the end of the second set, that the loops may be clasped to one another. And you shall make 50 clasps of gold and couple the curtains together with clasps so that it may be one tabernacle. Amazingly beautiful. 7, you shall also make curtains of goat's hair to be a tent over the tabernacle. You shall make 11 curtains. The length of each curtain shall be 30 cubits, the width of each curtain 4 cubits, and 11 curtains shall all have the same measurements. And you shall couple 5 curtains by themselves and 6 curtains by themselves, and you shall double over the 6th curtain at the forefront of the tent. I have a picture of this in that book out there in the stand. And you find a picture of it, and I'll show it to him. Verse 10, you shall make 50 loops on the edge of the curtain that is outermost in one set, and 50 loops on the edge of the curtain of the second set. You shall make 50 bronze clasps, put the clasps into the loops, and couple the tent together, that it may be one. The remnant that remains of the curtains of the tent, the half curtain that remains, shall hang over the back of the tabernacle. I love it. And a cubit on one side and a cubit on the other side remains in the length of the curtains of the tent. You shall hang over the sides of the tabernacle on this side and on that side to cover it. That first one you was having there, that first picture in there about the tabernacle and all of it. Now watch. 15, for the tabernacle you shall make the boards of acacia wood standing upright. 10 cubits shall be the length of a board, and a cubit and a half shall be the width of each board. Tenons shall be in each board for building, one to another. Thus you shall make for all the boards of the tabernacle. And you shall make the boards for the tabernacle, 20 boards for the south side. Yeah, You shall make 40 sockets of silver under the 20 boards, 2 sockets under each of the boards for its 2 tenons. And for the second side of the tabernacle, the north side, there shall be 20 boards, 40 sockets of silver, 2 sockets under each of the boards. For the far side of the tabernacle, westward, you shall make 6 boards. And you shall also make 2 boards for the 2 back corners of the tabernacle. They shall be coupled together at the bottom. They shall be coupled together at the top by 1 ring. Thus it shall be for both of them. They shall be for the 2 corners. I love this. God is so intricate in his detail. And he loves gold. Isn't that something? Streets are made of gold in heaven. So there shall be 8 boards with their sockets of silver, 16 sockets, 2 sockets under each of the boards. And you shall make bars of acacia wood, 5 for the boards on one side of the tabernacle, 5 for the boards on the other side of the tabernacle, 5 bars for the boards of the side of the tabernacle, for the far side westward. The middle board shall pass through the midst of the boards from end to end. You shall overlay the boards with gold, make their rings of gold as holders for the bars, and overlay the bars with gold. And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to its pattern which you were shown on the mountain. 31. You shall make a veil woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen. It shall be woven with an artistic design of cherubim. You shall hang it upon the 4 pillars of acacia wood, overlaid with gold. Their hooks shall be gold, upon 4 sockets of silver. And you shall hang the veil from the clasp. Then you shall bring the ark of the testimony in there behind the veil. The veil shall be a divide for you between the holy place and the most holy place. You shall put the mercy seat upon the ark of the covenant in the most holy. Verse 35. You shall set the table outside of the veil and the lampstand across from the table on the side of the tabernacle toward the south, and you shall put the table on the north side. You shall make a screen for the door of the tabernacle, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver. Where they got a weaver's boom at? Loom, I mean. And you shall make for the screen 5 pillars of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. Their hooks shall be gold. And you shall cast 5 sockets of bronze for them. This is the church.
Such intricate detail.
8, chapter 27. The altar of burnt offering. The altar of, you shall make an altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits long, cubits wide. The altar shall be square, and its height shall be 3 cubits. You shall make its horns on its 4 corners. Its horns shall be of 1 piece with it, and you shall overlay it with bronze. And you shall make its pans to receive its ashes, and its shovels, and its basins, and its forks, and its fire pans. You shall make all its utensils of bronze. Had to be just beautiful. Verse 4, you shall make a grate for it, a network of bronze. On the network you shall make 4 bronze rings at its 4 corners. You shall put it under the rim of the altar beneath that network may be midway up the altar. You shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. The poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar to bear it. You shall make it hollow with boards, as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall they make it. Now, you think about this. God is a God of order. And he had the gold with the gold and the bronze with the bronze. He didn't mix them. Because God always tells you, don't mix. Don't mix. 9. You shall also make the court of the tabernacle. For the south side there shall be a hangings for the court, made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side. That's long. And the 20 pillars, and their 20 sockets shall be bronze. The hooks of the pillars and their bands shall be silver. Also along the length of the north side there shall be hangings, 100 cubits long with its 20 pillars, 20 sockets of bronze, and the hooks of the pillars and their bands of silver. Amazing. And along the width of the court on the west side shall be hangings of 50 cubits with their 10 pillars and their 10 sockets. Width of the court on the east side shall be 50 cubits. The hangings on one side of the gate shall be 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. And on the other side shall be hangings of 15 cubits with their 3 pillars and their 3 sockets. For the gates of the court shall be a screen 20 cubits long, woven of blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and fine woven linen made by a weaver. It shall have 4 pillars, 4 sockets. All the pillars around the court shall have bands of silver. Their hooks shall be of silver, and their sockets of bronze. Beautiful. And the length of the court shall be 100 cubits, with the width 50 throughout, and the height 5 cubits, made of fine woven linen, and its sockets of bronze. All the utensils of the tabernacle for all its service, all its pegs, and all the pegs of the court shall be bronze. Care of the lampstand. And you shall command the children of Israel that they bring you pure oil of pressed olives for the light, to cause the lamp to burn continually. And the tabernacle of meeting outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall tend it from evening until morning before the Lord. It shall be a statute forever to their generation on behalf of the children of Israel. Now, when you think about it, here's a good picture of it. I want you to see this picture. This is what the whole tent of meeting looked like. All right? Not the tent of meeting. This is what the whole ark was like. You see the big long curtains along the outer edge of it. And then you had the inner court. And then they've kind of got it like it's tore away. You can see the outer court and the Holy of Holies in here. That Holy of Holies there, that's where the Ark of the Covenant was, and that's where the priest only went once a year. It's a pretty amazing thing. You might say, hey, Pastor, where'd you get that book? I love this book. You should get one. It's from Rose Publishing. It's called Bible Charts and Maps and the Timeline. This thing, wait, I'll hold it up there a little longer. You can screenshot it. Let's see if I can put a link for it. I don't know. We bought it at a truck stop, of all places, for like $25. And it's just filled with absolutely awesome things that can help you in your Christian life. Well, as you can tell, I love it. The majestic Word of God. And I love to see the intricacy of God. People have said for years, the only thing that's important is just get saved, make heaven. That's it. That's all that's important. Once you get that done, don't worry about it. You got it all done. No, that's not it. God wants to be a part of every part of our lives. Everything. And he's got a plan that'll knock your socks off. Maybe blow them off. Anyways, let's pray the prayer of salvation. We always want to give people an opportunity to come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus. It's a prayer of salvation, prayer of rededication. Just everybody pray it with us. I'll pray it, and then you pray it after me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
You are the Son of God.
You are the Son of God.
And I receive you into my life.
And I receive you into
my life now.
Right now.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
And it's done.
And it's done.
You're a believer. You should be experiencing a transformation. Taken from darkness into light. Taken from fear into faith. Taken from sin into righteousness. How awesome is that? Send me an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Say, Pastor, prayed the prayer today. What do I do next? And I'll be glad to email you and help you along the way. Got over 600 videos that can help you learn who God Almighty is in a regular basis. In Jesus' mighty name. Till we see you again, remember this. There's a link for YouTube or for Blog Talk Radio in YouTube. You want to hear it by audio, you can come right to this YouTube video, and in the notes of the program, there's the link for Blog Talk Radio. I've also got some timestamps in there. If you want to come back and hear one of these videos again, there's a timestamp for every chapter and a timestamp for the end and the prayers. And it helps us be able to study the Word effectively. Woo! What a day. Till we see you tomorrow, this is what we say. Remember this, we love you. And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen. Blog Talk Radio, I'll say it to you again. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And shoot me an email. Tell me where you're listening from. You can find us on the web at Samuel J. Cottle. Just my name, SamuelJCottle.com. And it makes it easy to find. In Jesus' mighty name. See you soon. God bless you.